Hello, and welcome to Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. Brought to you by TalkTheaterInChicago.com. I'm your host, Dustin Moat. Now let's talk some theater news. Actor Harold Gould is in town starring in the hit Broadway play, Tuesdays with Maury. The play, directed by Michael Montel, is patterned after the book, Tuesdays with Maury, which became a major hit when it was first published in 1997. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for 205 weeks. Tuesdays with Maury is the conversational telling of the relationship between award-winning sports writer Mitch Albom and his former sociology professor, Maury Schwartz, who has been stricken with ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Harold Gould stars as the professor, and the play runs through March 12th at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Martin Short will make an extra stop prior to coming to Chicago. It has been announced that the show will now play Toronto's Cannon Theatre from May 27th to July 2nd, before it comes to Chicago's LaSalle Bank Theatre on July 5th. Fame Becomes Me is a fractured autobiography, searing show business expose, and heart-rending confessional, climaxing in a giant metaphorical snowball. Actor, director, producer, and Steppenwolf Theatre founder Gary Sinise will be embarking on his 17th USO tour to provide morale to boost the Marines, sailors, and their family members on March 12th. The performance will take place at the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center, the MCA GCC. The trip, sponsored by TriWest Healthcare Alliance, will feature Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band. Best known for his Oscar-nominated performance as Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump, he is currently starring in the hit new series CSI New York on CBS. Emerald City Theater Company, Chicago's largest professional theater devoted entirely to families, has announced a full slate of 5 family favorites for its 2006-2007 season. Starting this fall with a newly pared-down version of Seussical and ending next spring with Narnia, Emerald City's 06 and 07 lineup promises innovative, affordable live theater experiences that inspire children and bring families closer together. The season will begin in September with the play Seussical, followed up in November by A Nutcracker Christmas. Then coming in January of 2007, Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales, followed by Snow White in February and ending with Narnia in April. For more information, visit TheaterInChicago.com or visit www.EmeraldCityTheater.org. The Steppenwolf Theatre Company has announced its own blog. Visit blog.steppenwolf.org for some behind-the-scenes look on theater matters and non-theater entries. And also some other news from Steppenwolf Theatre. Bruce Norris's The Pain and the Itch and Adam Rapp's Red Light Winter, both of which had premiered at Steppenwolf, are 2 of the 6 finalists for the American Theater Critics Association New Play Awards. The award offers $25,000 to the winning playwright. Skokie's Northlight Theatre has announced that it will kick off its 2006-2007 season with a revival of Inherit the Wind, the very popular play about the 1925 Scopes Monkey Trial. Jessica Thebus will direct the drama about when a small-town Tennessee teacher was put on trial for lecturing about Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. The remainder of Northlight's season includes Bad Dates, Teresa Rabick's comedy about a single mother breaking into the Manhattan dating scene, Lady, another world premiere by Craig Wright, She Stoops to Conquer, the classic comedy by Oliver Goldsmith, and Fire on the Mountain, a new musical about the lives of coal miners in Appalachia. For more information, go to TalkTheaterInChicago.com's Theater News section. I'm Dustin Moat. This has been Talk Theater in Chicago's News Podcast.